What's your opinion? Well, I want to know. And we're going to talk about it on today's Coach's Corner. Welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner. Today's episode, What's Your Opinion? It's episode number 36. And we're sponsored by the Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Make sure you visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. We're going to have some fun today. I did a little experiment on Facebook. It's always fun to experiment on Facebook, right? To find out what people are thinking, what people are up to. It's a really powerful tool if you are a business owner of any kind. It really is a kind of a fun thing to do to kind of get some feedback, see what people are thinking, see what they're about. And I do that periodically, and I'm probably going to do a little bit more of it because I have so much fun with it, right? I really want to enjoy it. And I think it's a fun thing to do, and I really encourage you to do it as well. But today, I really came here to kind of break a little pattern I see going on in our society. I think give you some insight into that as we go on here. But it really is talking about your opinions on things, right? All of us have an opinion. All of us have a way of thinking. And what happens right now is that you have an opinion that's this way and a person has an opinion this way, and there's no communication, right? It's just battling and you know, bows and arrows being shot back and forth, right? And it's really a challenging situation to be in. It becomes a challenge for a person like me, who's a public professional speaker, who goes out there and tries to deliver a message, and you got to really edit and censor your words, because if you say the wrong thing, you're going to insult some people. If you say the right thing, you're going to, you know, make other people happy, but you'll alienate the other half of your audience. It's just like, you just never know anymore. So the world has gotten a little on edge, I think, with that right now. And I have some insights on it that I want to share with you today that will help you both, not only in your personal life, but also in your business life, as it has mine. And but first, I want to get into what I have done with Facebook. I'll show you that the post that I did earlier this week. I put a little post up and I simply said, does it just ruin it for you when an actor or actress starts talking politics, right? We just had these award shows going on, and there was a lot of talk about politics during these things. And so I just asked, and you know, the results, I kind of expected what the results would be, but I thought I'd ask anyway, just to get a feedback loop from the people that are following me on Facebook. It's quite a number of them. And it was, you know, like I would say, fairly predictable. You know, it's like you might say, wait a minute, what do you mean fairly predictable? It's fairly predictable, right? In our society today, it's fairly predictable in terms of, you know, what we're hearing and what we're getting back from people and you know, how they're responding to what's being put out there. And if you look at the news media, it's like you have, you know, this side and you have this side, and there's no agreement between the two. So here's my question to you. How do you feel when you hear a political opinion that differs from your own? Right? And that's what this whole thing has really been about this week, is how do you feel when there's an opinion, a political opinion out there that differs from your own? A lot of people have problems with it, right? A lot of people really, really struggle with it. And here it is. Generally speaking, if you agree with the opinion being expressed, it's not an issue for you to hear those opinions being expressed in any forum. And that's exactly what I found in my little informal Facebook survey. So I kind of know where the political leanings of the people on my list, my friends especially. I know where they lean, kind of left or right, that kind of thing. And you would see the people who were in agreement with the opinions being expressed by these actors and actresses during these award shows generally said, no problem, not an issue. They can do it all day long, don't care. Those who were opposed, who are on the other side, on the right, and didn't like that those opinions, they found them very harsh, very offensive. Clear, right? It's very easy to understand. No mystery here. I didn't come up and find something that wasn't new. And honestly, it can be very hard to hear an opinion that is different from your own. And that is really the crux of what this is for me today, is really to talk about that a little bit more, because there's value in another person's opinion. Now, let me be clear here. It's an opinion. Now, when you start attacking and personal attacking back and forth, and you're an idiot, you're this and that, there's no longer conversation at that point. Now it's a battle, right? Battle lines have drawn at that point. It's no longer a conversation. But if I'm in a conversation with you and I have a political belief and your political belief happens to be different than mine, you know what? The best thing I could do is sit down and listen, right? Or I could say, you know what? I'm not interested in talking about this right now. I've got my own opinions on it and move along. But I don't make that person wrong. I don't make them a bad person. I don't hurt them. I don't say bad things about them. And yet that's what we see happening again and again and again. It's like on both sides, by the way, not just one, but on both sides, it's been this way. And it's harmful. And not only is it harmful, it puts you and I, people like us who are in business, who deal with, you know, people of political persuasions that you don't even know about, right? So many different kinds. It puts us in an odd space because we can't talk about any of those things. We can't express an opinion. We can't say yay or nay to anything. We got to be careful what we click on Facebook and what we like and what we don't like, because Facebook's algorithm will kind of quantify us or put us in certain categories based on what we like and what we don't like. Yeah, it's happening. The algorithm does that, folks. So that's how you're targeted, by the way, by these political ads. So you got to kind of be careful today. You never know who you're going to alienate. You don't want to alienate anybody because it's hard enough to build a business, hard enough to find new customers all the time. And the last thing you want to be doing out there is alienating people, right? You want to make sure that what you're doing is going to be accepted by the majority of the people that you want to do business with. Not everyone's going to love you. That's okay. Not everyone's going to want to do business with you. That's okay. But those that are, you certainly don't want to start splitting that group up and losing half your customers, which I really believe when these actors and actresses come up on stage and start expressing a political opinion, you know, there's half the audience that's going to agree with them. But how about the other half? Those guys go to movies too, right? They buy music just the same. And now they don't agree with you, you're actually alienating half your audience. So it's just not smart in today's environment to do that. There's a place and time and place for it. Probably award shows, probably not the place for that. Okay? Now, there's value in this. So I really think that differing opinions is a very good thing. Really, it is. And I got to tell you something from my experience, having been in marketing for a very long time. Differing opinions is how I grow my business. Differing opinions is how I help my clients. Now, you might, what are you talking about? I don't get this. What do you mean? Well, I don't know everything. It may surprise some of you, but I don't know everything, right? So a lot of things I don't know, what I do is I go out and I look at other industries. I look at people doing things completely different than I would be doing them. I'm doing this podcast and I do it in this way. And I send it to this group. And I do what I do. But I always look at what other people are doing as well because I want to learn from them. Now, they may have a completely different spin on things. They may be doing a topic that I have absolutely no interest in, but there's a strategy, there's a formula, there's something that they're doing that's different than what I'm doing, and I could probably learn from it. So what I do is I seek to learn. I find out what's going on, what are they doing, how are they doing it, and I want to know, is there any way that I can learn or take an idea or a strategy or a nugget of information that I could use in my own business? So that's why I say differing opinions is a very good thing. And maybe it should be are a very good thing, but you know, excuse my grammar, but differing opinions are definitely a very good thing. And it's one of the tools that I've used for many, 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 many years to work on and build my own business is not shutting turning a blind eye to other people's differing opinions. Sometimes they bring value. Sometimes I thought I knew the answer, but they come up with something else, a new way of looking at things I hadn't considered before. And all of a sudden I have expanded my view, my worldview, if you will. And that's helped a lot. I grew up in Canada, for some of you who know. I was born in New York, but I actually grew up in Canada. And the big thing for me growing up was always this, USA or Canada, which one's better? Right? Differing opinions. Well, what I find today as an adult and someone who's lived in both places, now living in California, that both have value. Both offer different things. They're not the same. They're not totally compatible and homogenized. They're certainly not. Very different opinions up in Canada than here in the United States, but there's value from what's being offered there. There's value from what's down here, right? Very different things. So you start to look and you say, okay, what if I took the best of both? Now what do I get? Well, now I have the opportunity. I can go to Canada anytime I want. I can be here when I want to be here. I can do, you know, I can benefit literally by the best of both. So there are things that I've learned from my time in Canada. Obviously, all my college training and everything's up there. All that knowledge I brought down here to the U.S. and I'm working in the U.S. market doing, you know, what I do here. So, you know, it's not that one is better than the other. They're different and they both have their own values. And it's easier, I think, if you're a person like me who can kind of get in the middle of that and just say, okay, there's good here, and there's garbage on both sides, right? There's bad things about Canada, there's bad things about the United States. but that you don't discount the whole thing because there are some bad elements to it. Everything has bad elements to it. Everything has bad elements to it, right? And everything has good elements to it if you will take the time to look for it. But we are so, like, today so sparked right away, we get right into, oh, that's offensive to me because I don't share that belief, that we don't hear it anymore. We shut down. We don't listen. We don't look for answers. We don't look to grow. And, you know, it's a challenge. So, you know, the other one that's been on our minds for a very long time, Windows or Mac, right? Well, guess what? I am a person who's been using Windows since version 2. What? Windows version 2? Never heard of it. Yeah, 1986, 87, somewhere in that range. I started using Windows back then. Long time ago. I still use Windows. This computer that this is being recorded on is a Windows 10 machine. But at the same time, you see a Windows logo on the back of that phone? No, you don't. It's an Apple logo, right? So I've got an iPhone and I've got an iPad sitting next to me as well. I got both. And you might say, well, why do you have both? What's the deal with both of these things? Well, there are value in both of them. The other room, there's actually an iMac sitting there, but my whole office is all Windows-based. You say, well, which is better? Well, it depends what you're doing. Sometimes, you know, the iOS devices are going to be better than what I could get in Android or anything else, or Windows. Even Windows Phone doesn't even exist anymore. But, you know, you look at that and you say there's value on both sides. So where's the argument? You know, when people ask, you know, I see this on Facebook all the time. People ask, should I buy a Windows machine or a Mac? And you have both sides, right? And the Mac people are like, you got to get a Mac, got to get a Mac. The Windows people are like, got to get a Windows machine, got to get a Windows machine. And I'm saying it depends on what you're doing, because each one has strengths in different areas. And, you know, sometimes the answer really is get both, right? And you might say, I don't want to buy two computers. Well, get the one that most fits or satisfies the needs that you have. And I think that's a better approach to it than being sort of black and white. And a lot of people get that way. It's like, it's either on or it's off. And it's that bang, that's the way it is. And I say, well, there's other ways of looking at it, right? You know, here's the other one that comes up, ClickFunnels or lead pages, right? We see this a lot in the marketing industry. Which one's better? Which one's better? Again, they're two different systems and they have different strengths. And I think the truth is they probably do a lot of the same things. I personally don't use either one at this point. Doesn't mean they're good or bad. It's just not something I have a need for at the moment. And you look at that and you say, okay, so what's the deal here? Which one's better? What are you trying to accomplish? Or more importantly, which one feels more comfortable for you to use? You might go into ClickFunnels and go, wow, this is so easy, drag and drop, but you might get used to their interface, or you might go into ClickFunnels and feel the same way. So whichever one is more comfortable for you is the right one. Whichever one satisfies your needs best is the right way to go, right? So when I look at it, I always say there's benefit to both. Here's a silly one, up or down, right? Which one do you like, up or down? Which one's better? Well, in some cases, feeling up is much better than feeling down. Absolutely. Climbing up the ladder of success is probably better than going down the ladder of success. But, you know, if you're going downhill, you've got a draft behind you, you're actually going a lot faster than going uphill. It's a lot easier. So again, depends where you're going, depends where it is. And these are kind of silly examples, but just to give you an idea of, you know, what we're doing politically is we're destroying each other, right? We're fighting within right now, and you can't listen to the other side at all because you can't hear it because, oh my God, it's so offensive. No, it's not. It's just a different opinion. That's all it is. And at the end of the day, we're all looking for the same things, right? You look at it at the, you know, bottom line, we're all looking for the same things. We want to be happier. We want to be healthier. We want to be able to make more money. We want to be able to build our businesses, take care of our families. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We just have different ways of going about it. Is one better than the other? Yeah, in some instances, one might be better. One might be worse. I don't know. I don't know which side is better than the other. Honestly, I look at both sides and I say there's flaws everywhere, right? Or I can look at both sides and say, well, I like this or I like this. You can do that. And I certainly don't get upset anymore when people don't share the opinions about these things that I do, because I realize we're different and we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to have different ways of looking at things. It's perfectly normal and perfectly okay to be that way. No one's going to give you a hard time about it. It just is what it is. And I'm going to give you this piece here, and I want you to write this one down in your notes. Life is richer because we have different opinions. It would be horrible and very boring if we all had the same opinions about everything. First of all, it can't happen. We're not designed that way. We're not built that way. We all have different thoughts, feelings, and emotions and values and rules and beliefs, and we go about life differently. So we're not all going to ever have the same beliefs about everything. And life and our economy and our country is certainly much better because we have these differing opinions. You just got to remove the hatred from it. You got to take that element out. That element's the poison, and that's got to come out of it and just really understand, you know, I don't agree with you on this. However, you know, I'd be willing to listen to your point of view. I may still not agree with it afterwards, but we're still friends. How about that? Wouldn't that be a great way of going about it rather than villainizing each other? I think so. So that's what I encourage you to do. Take a look at that. It is very helpful in business. And like I said before, a lot of my marketing strategies come from differing opinions. Come from people doing things the exact opposite of the way I would do them. Do I say, well, I don't believe you're doing it right? No, I don't say that. I say, well, that's interesting. Let me see what you're doing. Let me learn about how you're doing this, how you're approaching it. And if there's anything in what you're doing that I think I can, you know, use or modify or incorporate in what I'm doing, certainly I'm going to do that. And that makes me better at what it is that I do. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is just be a little bit more open-minded when these things come up. It is important to do that. And instead of instantly dismissing different viewpoint, you know, number one, here's a good idea. Seek first to understand it. I think that's going to help you a lot. If you seek first to understand the differing viewpoint, that's going to make a big difference, and it's going to make things a lot easier for you. You're going to move ahead a lot quicker. And a lot of people ask me about that. It's like, how do you move quicker in business? How do you get ahead? How do you do this? Well, stop shutting everything out. That's number one, right? Be open to every new idea, everything that comes across. And then you just sort through them, and you take the things that are useful, and you discard the rest. I've been doing this my entire career. It's the way I've been getting through life. You know, it's like I don't just, you know, say, well, it's this way or the highway. Because you do that, you're really putting yourself into a box. And a lot of us I see right now in society, that's what we're doing. A lot of business owners are doing that. And it's really hard to be really successful when you're doing that kind of thing. So that's not going to be helpful for you. Okay. If you're open to new ideas, if you're open to a different viewpoint and hearing it, well, you may well learn something new. Absolutely. We've talked about that. And I think that's a very valuable point. You know, it's learning something new, I think, is going to be tremendously valuable for you. And it has been a great tool. And I really teach a lot of my business clients that as well, really about how to be open-minded about things and how not to get upset about them. Listen, what somebody else thinks is not going to hurt you. It's not going to harm you. They're certainly entitled to their opinion. You don't have to agree with it. But, you know, if you have a moment, listen to it. And if it makes sense, great. If there's a gem in there, you know, that's covered in all this hate and anger, whatever, there still may be a gem in there. Maybe hard to get to, maybe not be worth your time. But, you know, I always listen to other opinions because I think that's going to be a real valuable tool to help expand my thinking as well. So I don't want to get caught in a box. I don't ever want to be put in a box. And people for many years have tried to kind of fit me into a box and realize I really don't fit into any one box. I'm a little bit unique in that way. And why I'm unique is because I've always been this way about, you know, looking at what other people are saying, listening to them, seeking first to understand them, and then forming my own opinion. Okay, we're going to take a short break to thank our sponsor today, and then we're going to come back with some viewer mail, so stay with us. Our sponsor today is the Marketing Network, as I mentioned earlier, themarketingnetwork.tv, where you can come and learn from some of the great minds in the marketing and business community, also some coaches, people like Laura Rubenstein, who's a great hypnotherapist and social media expert, Russ Von Holscher, the godfather of direct mail marketing. My gosh, this guy's got 25 books under his name. If you don't know him, you need to know him. He came in, stopped by the studio. We did an interview. He's been a friend for many, many years and a brilliant mind, brilliant fellow. Marketing Network gives you access to all of these people in high definition video that's available on all devices. So if you decide, hey, I want to watch this on my iPhone, go ahead and do that. You want to watch it on your iPad, you can do that too. If you want to watch it on your new 85-inch LED flat panel, you want to use your Apple TV or your Roku, you can do that as well. It's really a great opportunity for you to learn in the comfort of your own home at your leisure, and you get unlimited access to all the programs that are within this program. So what I would invite you to do is go over to themarketingnetwork.tv, use offer code COACH at checkout, and save 25% on your membership. Themarketingnetwork.tv. Go over there today and save 25% on your membership. Okay, we're going to do some viewer mail. All right. We get mail. I would encourage you, if you want to, just email me at robert@ultimatewealth.com. I would love to have your question as a question that we look at and answer here on this Coach's Corner podcast. It'll be fun to have you up here as well. This week, we have a message from Tim in Shelby, Texas, who says, "Sorry, but I really don't enjoy using social media." He wasn't that kind, I think, in his thinking, but, you know, "Sorry, I really don't enjoy using social media, but I keep hearing that it's important for me to use in order to grow my business. Any suggestions?" You've come to the right place, Tim. A lot of suggestions for you there. Social media is one of those things, kind of a love-hate relationship with it. It is addicting. It is designed to be addicting, so it's not just you. You know, it does feel that way, and you can get sucked into it. Certainly, it'll blow hours of your day through. But what I do is I have a little strategy that I use. I say, okay, I'm going to check in the morning. So maybe first thing in the morning, look at the email, look at social media for a few minutes, not longer than 10 or 15 minutes. That's all. You just got to get a feel for what's going on, see if there's anything in there that you need. And then what you can do is you can put it away and not touch it again until maybe later in the afternoon, sometime around 2 o'clock. Usually I'll go back in, check it, and then maybe once before bed, I may just poke in to see what's going on. You don't have to be a lover of social media. Honestly, I think a lot of people would tell you this. A lot of business owners would say if they didn't have to use Facebook, they probably wouldn't use Facebook, right? It's just one of those things. Like, if I didn't really have to use it, I probably wouldn't use it. But the trick here to understand is, if you want to become famous, if you want to become popular, right, the mantra is simply go where the cameras are. Get in front of as many cameras as you possibly can. If you want to sell products, you got to go where your audience is. So you got to do the research and you got to find out, where's my audience? Where do they hang out? Well, you know what? Right now, for most people, not everyone, but for most people, their audience is on Facebook. Yeah, there are other social media networks as well. Facebook is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. If you don't like it, you got to kind of get used to it. Like I said, just take it in small bites, just do a little bit at a time. But, you know, look at it from that perspective and say, I want to reach these people. Well, they're on Facebook. Well, I got to learn how the network works. I got to learn how posts work. I got to learn what engages people, what causes people to respond. I got to learn what causes people to share posts. And I've got to learn, gosh, I got to tell you something. You got to learn the advertising on Facebook. And that thing is a steep learning curve. It's not that easy. It's very kludgy. I don't know. They're putting it together and they're changing things all the time. And everything you go in there, you always get tripped up. There's just, you know, and things don't appear until you click a certain button, then you see more of it. So it's really a long learning curve to get it. But once you get it, you can understand it. It's not so hard. You know, you understand the lingo and understand how it works. You can use it to advertise your business. So what I would suggest to you is understand that that's where the customers are. That's where you need to be. You need to be there because that's where they are. And your message needs to connect with them. And, you know, you can't build a great business out in the desert where nobody is. I don't care what your signage is. I don't care what your message is. If they're not seeing it, they can't buy from you. So think of it this way. I got to go where the customers are. Where are the customers? They're on social media. Hence, I got to use social media. So sorry, Tim, you got to get used to using social media because that is where your customers are. Okay, I would love to hear from you, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Just send me your questions and I'll be happy to highlight some of them here. Some of them I might answer. Like I've been doing that. I've been answering just a few in email as they come in. That's a quick answer. Not really appropriate for the bigger group here, but certainly I'll just answer it in email. But send me your questions anyway. I'd love to know what you're up to. Love to know how I can help. And with that, I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We're on pretty much anywhere now that you can get podcasts. We're there and I would really appreciate you subscribing and being part of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you so much, everyone, for watching, and we'll look forward to doing this again real soon.